let's get right into it. You are a marijuana user, are you not?
Correct, I am.
So tell me this, and did you use as a player?
I did. I didn't start using it until probably halfway through my career, which is probably 2011, somewhere in there.
And what is it? So, I mean, is it a common thing amongst players and athletes from your experience in the Canadian Football League?
I guess my question to you is, how common do you think it is? Because I would just double up that percentage.
Yeah, I would say a third of guys would probably use it
yeah,
from an athlete.
It's definitely more than that.
It's more than a third?
More than a third, 100%. I would say when I was playing, it was definitely 60 to 70% of the guys that were using it, and you know, probably about, I would say maybe a third were using it every single day.
Is it something Shay used to relax, or the aches and pains that I think society is trying to find out of the medicinal benefits of marijuana? I mean, would it be something more readily used by guys if it's once or twice a week after the game the next day, or how is it used, and why did you use it? What benefit did you find for it?
Yeah, I think my own experience was I was using it to de-stress, to kind of decompress from the high stress week after the game. You know, I might have used it after the game that night and then maybe the next day. But other than that, that was kind of the extent of my use during my playing days. Lots of guys used it for that purpose, but I can't really speak to the fact that guys were using it for pain or anything like that. I think, there were a lot of other options available to myself and my teammates when it comes to painkillers and things that can make you relax. But now that this is a little bit more approachable and not taboo, it's one of those things that I actually hope guys make the switch from using some of the more intense painkillers to something like this.
Former CFLer Shay Emery with us here on Sportsnet 650. You also are a spokesperson and an advocate for mental wellness and mental health as well these days. But what sort of benefits do you see from an athletic standpoint here going forward, if any?
I mean, benefits is basically just getting people to chill out, relax, and not take everything so seriously all the time. I think it's... there's a time and place to be locked in for sacrifices to be made in X, Y, and Z. But, for the most part, if we can, decompress especially our male athletic society where we're not so aggressive all the time, I think that could help everybody.
Former CFLer Shay Emery joins us on the starting lineup. Perry Solkowski, James Cebulski. Shay, yesterday we had Todd Bertuzzi on, as we do every Tuesday. We just asked him his thoughts as we proceeded towards today. He mentioned that when he played in the NHL, he was in the opioid era. Everybody mm-hmm. taking something. How prevalent are pills and painkillers in the CFL when you played, and how relevant are they right now?
I've been out of that game for about 3 years. It was definitely relevant when I was playing, but I was kind of in the middle. I was kind of like, when I got into the league, people were still getting it was still readily available to all of us, and I used it after games, and that was mostly kind of just to, like, we're on a long road trip or a long flight or something. It was to make myself be able to kind of, like, sit there and not be in pain. And then it started to taper off, and partially due to some of the incidences that took place in the NHL and other leagues where guys were mixing and ended up, taking their lives or what have you. So it was definitely one of those things where I kind of saw the transition take place. And, we've all seen the transition take place now where, it's October 17th and we're talking about cannabis on the major news network. So I think it's a pretty cool day for us.
Shay, do you think that, I mean, obviously there was a time that, and just because alcohol is more socially acceptable and has been for the better part of the last how many years. You look at guys could go out for a couple of drinks after practice or something over the course of the week and maybe go fire one up, a couple days before the game, maybe the night before a game, and that was almost more acceptable. Was there a stigma more that, oh, hey, you know, you're smoking weed, these guys are burnouts and all that. Do you see that changing or did that stigma exist?
The stigma definitely exists, and I sure as hell hope it changes because I've been dealing with that my entire life and just with regards to my conversations around cannabis use. And I'm just, I don't see the math. You know, it doesn't equate to me to, you know, and I understood why due to propaganda and the way that we had all been raised and the society that we had all been raised in about, you know, the taboo nature of cannabis and smoking and everything like that. But when it comes down to the facts, like, you know, you look at people drinking and driving and alcoholism and alcohol abuse and aggressiveness when you are, you know, consuming alcohol and especially hard alcohol. I was just like, it doesn't make any sense for me to enable someone to do that and really stop them from smoking or from using cannabis. That's going to make them, you know, be a little bit more sedated and relaxed and have a little bit more fun instead.
Hey, Shay, thank you very much for this. A great perspective from you on really what is an incredible day here in Canada, and we want to get as much information as we can out there, and we're a sports station. We want to find out from athletes like you how relevant it is and how it may change the face of sports. So we appreciate it. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks, James. You too, buddy.
Yeah, that's Shay Emery, former CFL All-Star, Grey Cup winner, and marijuana advocate.
Sportsnet 650.